Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Over an hour away from Love Letters to Kelly, one of the topics we'll touch today, should you hook up with a coworker? Should you dive into that water?
Wow, okay.
Because it can create some complications, as this person has learned.
Shout out, but we can't talk about it.
Not yet.
We can't.
Yeah?
We had to sign a non-disclosure.
And anybody else want to shout out?
Nope.
See, we can't talk about it.
I'm trying to think. I hook up with someone here.
You kissed Al once, but that was for a bit.
I know. And then we have so many more girls here now, which I love.
Jenna and Big
power,
Al.
But
Jenna and Big Al kissed. Mm-hmm. That's the only two I've ever seen that I work with. Kiss.
I think Kelly, well, never mind. I can't say.
I'm just keeping my mouth shut.
Yeah, I don't want George coming and getting on my butt.
Anyway.
That gets George in trouble.
Yeah, you have to phrase it that way.
Good point.
So I told you, if you're a teacher, and if you're a teacher, you are underpaid. You're the most underpaid profession ever, yet you still do what you do,
yeah.
And you do it because you want to help children.
Yeah.
You're not doing it for the money, and we know that. And that's why I respect teachers to the utmost.
All right.
But you could, as a teacher, score yourself $1 million.
How so, please?
Apparently, there's this global teacher prize that started in 2015.
Uh-huh.
And this charity gives away the Sonny Varkey of the Varkey Foundation. They're the ones that put down $1 million, mm-hmm. and they give it to the best teacher in the world.
Okay.
And that award was given away to a teacher in London this year. Her name's Andrea Safira Cow.
Okay.
And she's an art teacher, and she works in one of the highest murder rates in a district with one of the highest murder rates in their country. And she was one of 30,000 applicants. If you think about it, 30,000, that sounds like a lot of people, but way more people play the lottery.
Yeah, so you nominate yourself to be the greatest teacher in the world?
Yeah, you basically nominate yourself, and I started looking into this, and we've only had it since 2015. Back in 2015, the first one was from here in the United States. She's from Maine, and she founded and runs a school where students read an average of 40 books a year.
Wow.
She chose which books they read. They write about them. And she authored 9 books of teaching, including one of them that sold 500,000 copies. And then after winning the $1 million, this teacher that deserves that money and should keep that money, this is the first ever winner of this contest, she donated her $1 million prize.
No.
To the upkeep, development, and scholarships for her school.
Wow.
So she put it back into the school that she had already created.
Wow. There you go.
And then in 2016, it was given to a Palestinian teacher. 17 was given to a Canadian teacher. This year, a teacher in London. Okay. So if you're really looking to make a difference, maybe next year it could be you.
Yeah, could be.
The name of the foundation is the Varkey Foundation. So if you hadn't heard of it, now you know of it. And now you can get going into nominating yourself for a teacher that you know for next year.
There you go.
Because that could change your world right there, like it did for the teacher in Maine.
Way to go, Varkey.
For their school. And congratulations to the teacher that won this year.
Yeah.
Out there in London. $1 million, just like that, for being the best teacher. And you get best teacher of the world.
I'm the best teacher in the world.
I am the best teacher in the world.
Best teacher in the world.
Thank you. All bow to me. That's how it is. Any bowing going on in Bora Bora, Jenna?
No bowing. Yeah, bowing to the coconuts. Yes, I went on a best friend honeymoon with a best girlfriend, and a guy friend of mine came for a couple of days. And
how'd y'all pick Bora Bora? I mean, it sounds cool, and which is how I picked some of my vacation.
Yeah, it was kind of a combination of things. It's always been on the bucket list for me. I've heard from friends, especially in recent years, that Tahiti is just one of the most beautiful places they've ever seen.
Okay.
So we booked this trip, and we get on after 15 hours of flying, the hotel comes and picks you up on a boat. I've never been somewhere where you land on this airplane, and it's just like an open-air airport, and then everyone that leaves, you're just getting picked up on a boat to go to your hotel. You just stand at the end of a dock, and the hotel comes and gets you. And we realize in that moment that it's just the honeymooners. I mean, it really is a place for honeymooners.
Very romantic.
It's those overwater bungalows, and it's where couples go after they get married or they're on a baby moon or whatever. So it's a lot of couples on the boat, and we're thinking, oh my gosh, we're going to be the only weirdo threesome, and we're not a threesome, but you know what I mean.
You're friends.
Like, just friends. We're just friends, but it's, we're going to be the only people at this entire resort that aren't coupled up.
How many people looked at you guys and looked at him and said, that's sister wise.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think people were wondering. You know, they weren't sure what to put, what last name to put on the room, and so it was really funny. But when we got there,
there's no singles night at the bar.
No,
anymore.
No.
Every time Jenna's dude friend walked by with Jenna and her and Mackenzie. Well done, sir.
Bumble was dry. Yeah. Bumble, I got on the Bumble and Bora Bora to see what it was like. Other than a couple like fishing instructors and the guy that was sitting across from me at dinner, my friend, they were the only people on Bumble. So, but it was awesome. And then we found that Tarte Cosmetics, Tarte is a line of makeup.
Uh-huh.
They were doing, you know, some of these brands will do, they'll get bloggers together and send them on trips. And then they all, with a lot of girls with a lot of followers, and then they get together and have parties for them,
social
right?
Social media stars?
So a couple things we had planned got canceled, and we're like, what's going on? You know, we had to move our tour, Swimming with Sharks, and all this stuff we had planned, and a dinner was canceled, and we realized Tarte had brought all these bloggers, including Jen Selter.
The butt.
I'm sitting on the beach one day, and I see this girl getting her photo taken, and I'm like, she is standing so weird. Like, what's happening? So I creep over there, because I'm so curious. I'm like, that's that girl on Instagram with the butt. Who in person, by the way, is so skinny and does not look the way she does in photos.
The butt doesn't look like the butt on
the posing.
Really?
So I was going to ask her for a photo, but some little girl walked up to her to take a photo, and she said no. And I was like, I don't understand these girls that become Instagram famous and then are mean. You know, this is the, I did not have an experience with her because I wasn't going to mess with that. I don't like
you
it.
You saw
I'm on
it
vacation,
happen.
But I saw it happen, and you know, I saw it happen with another blogger when I was on a trip. I just don't understand. You've gotten famous by people looking
because,
up to you and following
right.
you.
They're because, completely self-centered. I mean, that's their whole life is this one thing. They're just that, they lose
it was so fascinating to watch because, I mean, I take a lot of pictures on vacation. You know, I kind of like dabble in that, but to watch someone on the beach and she's just stripping down clothes, putting on another bathing suit. Yeah, just with her and her friend, just taking photo after photo. It was interesting to watch.
That's weird about her because Jen Selter, because I followed her, and I see her interacting with people on social media, and she's on social media one of the nicest people I see, and she's uplifting to girls, and she's always sending positive vibes.
It's her business.
And then you meet them in person, and she's not like
that
at all.
I so badly wanted to do a whole thing where it's like, teach me how to pose like that.
That would have been great.
I know. Hmm. But anyway, so we were glad that it wasn't just us. You know, there were some other girls there, a lot of makeup. It was so funny because a lot of these girls had on, not her, but a lot of these girls had on so much makeup because they were there with a makeup company. And I'm thinking, you're going out on jet skis right now with full faces of makeup.
Faces melting.
Gotta be makeup.
Yeah, but we did a tour one day and went swimming with sharks. My best girlfriend was terrified. She, I learned, will not get into water where she can't see the bottom.
I'm oddly
adventurous. I have this weird thing that I get almost like an unhealthy level of brave. So we got in with these sharks. It was pouring down rain, too.
How big sharks? How big?
They weren't huge. They weren't huge. They were like twice my size. Maybe 10 feet.
That's a big shark.
If it's bigger than me, that's a big shark.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe 8 to 10 feet. We were like, take us where the big ones are, and my girlfriend wouldn't get him. But I grabbed, it was a goal of mine, I wanted to grab that shark's fin. I was like, I'm going to ride that shark.
Are you in a cage?
Obviously not, if you're going to ride him.
No. That shark did not like it. It whacked me so hard when I touched its fin.
Yeah.
Hard.
Imagine so.
They whack hard. So then I stopped trying to grab that shark's fin after that.
Yeah.
I've been warned.
I didn't know that you weren't supposed to.
You're lucky you got whacked and not bit.
Yeah. Yeah. What? I learned how to crack open a coconut. We got into a serious argument about who would win Survivor. We had this lunch in the middle of the water one day in the middle of the jungle. We thought someone was going to be sacrificed. It was the most adventurous experience. But this guy taught us, he hardly spoke any English, and he taught us how to crack open a coconut, how they get the meat from the coconut. You know, you get coconut milk just by shaving that meat down and squeezing it.
Yeah, you could do that.
All the milk comes out. Yeah, I feel like I could survive for 5 minutes.
Survivor is the one show I don't ever want to go on.
Yeah. That's the thing. Hypothetically, none of us would ever go on it, but we got into this argument. Naked and Afraid.
I wouldn't do Naked and Afraid either.
That's even worse.
I'd end up with a spider bite on my butt or something.
That's awful.
But hey, if it's been at the top of your bucket list to go to Tahiti or Bora Bora, keep it there because I mean the pictures are cool, but it's just one of those places. You're like, does this place exist? You walk around and you feel like you're in Jurassic Park or something.
Yeah.
Everything's so lush. I was just waiting on a huge dinosaur to come out. it was crazy. It feels surreal. The water's incredibly turquoise.
Yeah.
And
not crowded at all.
It was just wonderful. Everyone's very nice. Not crowded at all, even though there's people there. But yeah, you feel like the whole resort's just kind of your own. We had a fabulous time. The food was delicious, and I absolutely loved it. I would 100% go back again.
Oh, sharks.
So if you ever get a chance, or if that's something you're thinking about going on a honeymoon, absolutely.
I don't need the fish. I don't need the sharks.
It's just so far.
It's so far. But the sharks are out. You know, I've never been to a place where you can see, when you're flying in, you see ocean, right?
Yeah.
And then you see a strip of land, and then all of these resorts are in a lagoon. So this is just how it happened, you know. Yeah. The big ocean fish in the scary water is out there. You can go deep sea fishing if you want, but the sharks are never going to come in here where the hotels are.
Okay.
Because it's just shallow water lagoon that you can get in and swim around.
I think the farthest, let's see, we went to London. That's
the farthest I've ever been.
This is far.
Brazil was a Spain. I'm just rattling off in my brain. How far? 15 hours.
You're well traveled, big Al. Look at you.
15 hours. That's about as far as I think I've ever.
It's far, and a couple very small planes in there.
You know,
if I could do it, and you know how I feel about flying, I could do it.
It's the time for me.
I was very excited.
I don't think I have the time in me.
I need some single people. Well, I guess if I'm married or I have a girl, I'm taking a date. That's one thing. But like to go with my homie.
Yeah.
You went with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Go like me and whoever. We're gonna go to Bora Bora.
You are
too romantic.
Yeah,
you're the most traveled person, the most seasoned when it comes to going out of town, especially on vacation.
Well, I've taken a lot of trips by myself.
This vacation, did you travel?
Took a 30-mile trip to Waxahachie, Texas.
No, you didn't go.
You didn't go to the beach.
Oh my god!
The one time
you're going to.
Honestly, I was thinking about doing two trips, three, and so at last minute. Mexico just seemed to be out of the question because the spring break and everything was too expensive. And then I was like, well, maybe I should go to Austin. And then something exploded in Austin and people died and stuff.
Things are like, so scary.
Terrible.
And there was another one.
And there was another one last night.
Yeah.
And I was going to maybe go to South Carolina, Kelly, to visit my buddy. And just,
again, it's expensive.
Traveling.
Everything during spring break, you're like, oh, well, that's great. But because it's spring break, everything is like doubled and tripled in price.
So. You would think a road trip would be inexpensive. It's still expensive. So you stayed in town.
Yeah, I stayed in town. And just hung out at the new restaurant down there.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. And I bumbled a little bit.
Yeah.
Any dates?
I had one date. I went to JC's birthday party.
You took a new date to his party?
Yeah.
She was beautiful, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, it went fine. We
I walked in, I was like, who's this?
No more.
Al sees me, I'm looking over there. I'm like looking at his jar.
No more.
I kept looking at Al with a big smile on my face, like, hey, what the hell, sir?
Yeah, we had a good time, though. And in fact, we had gone out like 6 months ago once. And then not gone out again. And then I ran across her on Bumble.
Yeah.
And, of course, I swiped right on her. And it was kind of funny, you know, already gone out and then I'm swiping right. So we kind of reconnected, I guess.
And she knows you're lying on Bumble about your age. No?
Yes, I guess.
I'm sure. She knows all guys lie.
Anybody that knows me knows I'm not 25 or
I can see it change. I can see it change, though, because Big Al, we make fun of Big Al for having, he says he had an itinerary for his last date.
Yeah.
He did it again.
Why?
Because he has to get a driver. He has to get a driver to go to his new bar, which is about an hour away.
It's 30 minutes away. So, I don't want to risk going down there drinking and coming back. So, I get an Uber or a driver or somebody to take us down there.
You want to be the Uber with that? Because then you got to get somebody to come back with you.
Or just keep the same guy. I have a regular guy now.
Because we're having a nice conversation, having a good time. We're around the table. And Big Al all of a sudden goes, all right, well, it's time for us to move on to the next portion of the date.
It is. When you have a 30-minute car ride, that's a beating, but it's kind of to tell somebody that, like, we're going to go to this place where there's a lot of restaurants, then we're going to get in the car and drive 30 minutes to my restaurant. That's kind of a lot to ask for a date, you know?
Well, maybe you should only schedule dates when you don't have to go to work.
Well, that's every night. I work every night, Kelly. I mean, not every night, but a lot, especially on weekend nights.
Yeah.
So anyway, we had a good time, though, and we went down there, and I sang some karaoke. She saw me sing karaoke.
Sometimes a girl wants to feel like you took her on a date, not for yourself.
You're going to have to go on dates. You just have to work it out where you go where you're not working.
There's no way
you're going to find a true, meaningful connection when you're working.
I know.
I saw the sparkle in her eye go away when you mentioned leaving.
Oh.
Going
she
down
probably
this.
Have yeah,
and she went along
sure.
with it. Like, she was fine.
Yeah. Can you just go without me? It's probably what she was thinking.
Can I stay with the party? Like, with all the people that we're hanging out with and have a good time?
Yeah. But your party was fun, though, JC.
Yeah.
JC has a lot of
How
friends.
Was your birthday party?
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. Kenzie put it together.
What? That was a weird answer.
That was weird.
It was good.
It's
good.
When you said it. It was just weird.
He yelled it.
It was a dinner. It wasn't anything
good.
Extravagant.
It was good. Don't ask. It's good.
No more questions.
What? You don't think I said it was good?
It was there was nothing special. I mean, we had a dinner. My wife goes above and beyond. She got there.
Really hard.
And she made me wait at the bar with everybody else because she wanted to set something up.
At the table, yeah.
And she
yeah.
was gone for 15 minutes.
Oh.
And so when the waitress finally came back, she goes, all right, you can go to your table now. And she's looking at me with this weird smile. I was like...
Then she goes, is this going to be embarrassing?
Yeah, am I going to be embarrassed out there? And she goes, she's so cute.
Oh, no.
And I walk out there, and my wife decorated everything.
Yeah.
And this is a packed restaurant. This is a cool, like, hip New Mexican restaurant, and it's packed.
You're a cool, hip New Mexican.
And I walked out there, and she put table covers and tablecloths, and she put candles, and she had streamers and balloons and like everything. She went above and beyond, and I don't know where she snuck this in because we rode down in the lift together. She just made this magic appear.
She must have gone down earlier and left it all.
Maybe or somebody else
made
brought
one
it.
Effort.
Somebody brought confetti eggs. Somebody
yeah.
brought those.
And you know what? Yeah, confetti eggs. My buddy Reggie, who lives in London, and I haven't seen in like a year because he's been out there. He comes in and out. She surprised me with Reggie.
Oh, that's nice.
But you know, Kenzie,
she got Reggie.
In true Kenzie fashion, she ruined the surprise that morning. Because I had a feeling. Because I knew I heard Reggie was going to come back in town, and I was like, I was hoping for my birthday. So I asked all my friends. I'm like, hey, is Reggie back? No. So that morning, just to check it out, Kenzie's sitting there folding some clothes.
Why would you do that? Spoil your own surprise.
I walked up, I was just nonchalantly, hey, is Reggie coming today? And she looked at me, she goes, yeah. And she kept photographing.
See?
As soon as she says yes, she goes, it starts cursing. She goes, I can't hold surprises.
You should have.
I know, I shouldn't have, but I couldn't help myself.
How did the restaurant, how did they react when they saw y'all pull out those confetti eggs?
Yeah, right?
We were kind enough not to break them at the restaurant.
Good.
Where did you break them?
On the street. Yeah, we had to break them on the street.
He just littered.
And the parade was on the street the next day, so
it blended in. So Kelly Raspberry saw a picture of part-time Justin, and like many of you asked, she wondered, what is that?
Is it real?
Is it real?
What is that?
What did Justin get done over the spring break? And is it real?
Okay.
We'll chat with him next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you want the love expert to help you out today, she can. Go to KidNation.com and write us a love letter to Kelly because those are coming up in 1 hour.
Alrighty.
We read them. She solves them. You're happy. We're happy.
Boom.
We're all happy. All right, we got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 40 minutes. I'm all in my feels right now.
What do you mean?
This is my birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, dog.
What are you feeling?
I just went into my messages and bio dad. And my little two brothers, because I have two little brothers that are 9 and 5, sent me a little birthday song in French, because they live in France now.
Oh, wow, okay.
And it's cool, because these are people that were not in my life a few years ago, and now I get these cool things on my birthday. And speaking of that, I went to my mailbox yesterday, because we were out of town, and we had spring break, so I forgot to check the mail, and I finally did it last night.
Okay.
Had a lot in, lots, including my first ever, my first birthday card for this year. And my first ever birthday card from my biological grandmother that we found.
The one that you just found.
Yeah, I saw it and I'm like, I saw the name and it just didn't ring a bell at first. And it just hit me.
Is this strange?
It's her. And she sent me a birthday card with a really, really nice message.
Oh, that's cool.
In it. And that was my first birthday card that I got this year. Nice. And it was from her.
Very nice.
I'm all in my feels about my birthday because of those two things. People that weren't in my life that are blood relatives.
You got to meet this woman.
We're going to meet her this year, Kelly. We're going to have to take a road trip. Maybe we'll take some tips from you and Alan because you guys are expert road trippers now.
I wouldn't call it that.
Iron Fist Evans is what
Iron
you're calling
Fist
him?
Evans, yes.
How did the road trip go with you, the new hubby, and the kiddos?
Well, he had this goal that we had to, you know, he had a time schedule he was trying to keep.
Where you headed now?
We went to Galveston. I've never been to Galveston on the coast of Texas, on the Gulf of Mexico. I'd never been. So the weather wasn't really that great. It's kind of cold, but the kids still, they don't care. They'll get in the water no matter what.
Of course they were.
But the problem was, is we were trying to put our house on the market so they could do all the showings while we're out of town. So we had to have the house show ready and get the kids
packed
in the car and out the door. He wanted to leave by 10 a.m. So, and that's fine. I got up early. I was scrambling.
See that guy, like, schedule.
I didn't realize it until it comes to road trips. So we left it, 10:26.
You know what? That's pretty good.
Thank you. Oh, well, I think so.
That's pretty good.
When are you supposed to leave?
10. Iron Fist Evans didn't think so. Man.
Your first road trip fight happened before the road trip started.
Everybody, the kids were so excited to leave. They all go piling in the car like at 9:45.
Of course.
I said, y'all need to get out of that car. This house is not, I had to check everybody's closets. Kids don't understand cleaning up your room.
You can't just throw stuff like under the bed.
No.
Just shove it in the closets and stuff. Because people are going to be looking in these places. They even will go in some of your drawers. I mean, that's the way people are, you know. They want to check for storage. You know, not in your personal, drawers, but like if they're bathroom cabinets and things, they want to see how the storage situation is.
Right.
I wanted to open all the blinds. You have to have light, you know, light in the place. And they're all sitting in the car huffing and puffing. I'm like, y'all can sit there. I don't care. I didn't tell y'all to get in the car.
This road trip sounds awesome already.
10:26. We're piling in, and we'd never driven in Constantine before. That's our minivan's name.
Let me ask you a question. Now, when I was a little kid and we had a road trip, we would have like a cooler, like with fried chicken and
it was just to reach in and grab, right?
Or soft drinks.
But you eat all the snacks in the first 20
exactly,
minutes.
Exactly, Jenna. So we didn't have room for a cooler, but we had like grocery bags, you know, filled with snacks.
Yeah.
We're not backing out of the driveway. The kids are all suddenly starving.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're kidding me. I mean, they're we hadn't even pulled out of the driveway, and they want to go through the snack bags. I'm like, we're not even going to get on out of the state. You know, we're
in the car for
out of city limits, and we're out of food.
Yeah, that's me. I eat all the snacks.
So, who's in charge of navigation? That would be me, because my husband's driving.
Yep,
you got a big map.
No, Al, we have things called cell phones now.
I miss the days where you had to, like, get out and look at the map.
That would make me not want to go.
I saw somebody with one.
When I first learned to drive.
Over the weekend.
Well, okay. I got out my cell phone, and I usually go to Waze.
Yeah, Waze hooks it up.
He doesn't trust Waze, because Waze has gotten him lost a couple times.
No, he got lost. Waze didn't get him lost.
Well, no, sometimes it'll tell you to go down a road, and it's the wrong road. There'll be a dead end, you know, because I don't know.
Okay.
And, but I like Waze because people who are on the road ahead of you will say, there is a hidden police officer up here. There is a car stalled out on the road. There is bad traffic.
It'll change a route if it needs to.
You need two phones. You need Waze and the regular map.
Uh-huh. So then he likes Google because he thinks Google Maps is better than Waze. I don't know.
So what I'm getting is that was the first argument was, which app do you use to navigate?
Technically, the first argument was before we got in the car, but after the road trip began would be from using Waze, because we're pulling out of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
You don't know how to get out the neighborhood?
Well, I don't know which major highway to take. Do we take, there's two different interstates we could have taken.
Oh my gosh.
So I get out and Alan's like, I know how to get to the tollway. We literally live a block off. I'm saying, but it's telling us not to go to the tollway. It's telling us to take this other route.
Oh, my God.
I'm like a block from your house and you're in an argument already.
He's seething.
Oh, I would just drive back home.
Tell me how to get somewhere. I already know where I'm going. Well, the reason Waze was telling us not to take the tollway is because
navigator.
It was backed. It was one lane. It was backed up for miles. So it's telling us to go around it, you know, that kind of thing. So then I end up sitting there in silence, breathing hard.
How far are you from the house? How far are you from the house?
We're not even half a mile.
And you guys are already so mad at each other, you're not talking.
And the kids,
turn around right now.
The kids are mad. The adults are mad.
The kids are shoving every food part. They're just shoving their faces, and Alan and I aren't speaking.
At any point, did you say, I'm getting out of the car right now?
And by the way, Kelly, if you want to go to Alan, because we're getting a lot of text messages from Kid Nation members to help you out, and you want to throw out the...
I know something, son.
You don't know.
Hello.
So you say Alan is really into the Google Maps, Kelly. Yes. From Kid Nation members, and a lot of people are texting us this. Please let Alan know that Waze uses Google Maps.
It's the same navigation. It's not, because when I was coming back, I was jockeying between both.
Okay.
And
the traffic is different. Yeah.
It was way different.
Yeah.
So I mean,
Waze will
I get
take
it.
The traffic into consideration.
Waze listens to drivers and takes you sometimes, but takes you ridiculously like around your elbow to get to your thumb, and so we deferred to Google Maps. So I was playing both on the way back.
So
thankfully.
If you're just joining us, Kelly and Alan and the family are a block away from home.
Yeah, we're 5 minutes into the road trip,
and they're not speaking, and the kids have eaten all the snacks.
The happy picture showing on KidTV is before we pulled out of the driveway. After the kids
off.
Look at those four smiles.
This is before picture.
So how far was this drive?
So, I think without children, it would probably be about 4.5 hours. It took us about 6 because we hadn't even gotten out of the city, and Dylan, the 5-year-old, are we there yet?
Yeah.
It's like, babe, we got 4.5 hours to go.
So, I gotta pee.
So he fortunately passed out. But then when he woke up, he was sobbing hysterically.
Why?
Had to pee.
Oh.
Right?
He's mad at you because
you
didn't
use realize
Google Maps.
How few and far between the exits are until one of your children is sobbing.
Oh, no.
That
oh,
they have
no.
to pee.
Where's the pee bottle?
And I'm telling Alan, just pull over on the interstate. I said, just pull over because we can't smell that in the car.
Yeah.
So we finally see an exit. There's no promise of a bathroom, but we have to take it. So then I have to turn to Siri, which we hate Siri. Man. Siri is never answers your question when you want it to.
Like an app threesome.
But Siri had mercy on us. And about 2 miles off this exit, we found a gas station, broken down back in the country woods, gas station, you know. And so Alan takes Dylan in there to pee. He said he barely dribbled.
I don't need that much vacation info.
You think he's about to explode. Yeah.
Stream not strong.
He's like, barely anything came out. But I think it's one of those panic situations where the kid convinced himself, one of those.
So that Noah Cyrus on?
Do we need to get gas while we're here, honey? No, we've got enough to get us. We need to go a little further and we'll stop and get gas and we'll get the same
thing.
Always get gas. If you're stopped. Don't y'all watch NASCAR?
Always.
Car goes into the pits, he gets gas.
We get back on the road because we're going to stop and eat and get gas at the same time.
Sure we are.
Warning.
Uh-oh.
You know, 30 miles to empty.
Yeah, that's fine. We got this.
Now you're at 20. Ding! Red light, warning siren, bells going off.
We have
no gas. And where is the next stinking exit?
How mad is Alan right now?
It's great. Not mad.
You can't be. He's the one that chose this.
Not mad. We're listening to music because there's nothing we can do. Yeah. Nothing we can do. Siri, where is the next gas station? Again, we take an exit. No sign. Because there's
why are you traveling with no signs? I mean,
weird.
Because there's exits, but they don't have signs. You know how they say McDonald's and Chevron? There was no sign. So we just had to trust that down this road somewhere is going to be a gas station. So again, we go down. We're in Huntsville now where they execute
people. That's where the prison is.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where they kill people, right? Lethal injection?
Sure.
Yeah.
And that is.
They do a lot of things there probably, right?
Yeah.
You know, kill people there to me. So anyway, we go off the side road and we finally find a gas station, which has a little restaurant in it. They're like, we don't want to eat at a gas station restaurant. So we went down another back road and found a Jack in the Box. So we were very happy about that. But we did make it to Galveston. It took us about 6 hours, I think.
Oh my gosh.
Man.
So
that sounds awesome.
The vacation was great.
It was great. The house was, thankfully, it was the nicest house I've ever stayed in. Had so many bells and whistles and fun things.
It's
a friend of ours that has a beach house. And they said, if anybody wants to rent it out, pass along his information. It's a beautiful house.
Okay.
But it was really nice, thankfully, because the weather was so cold that we spent a lot of time in the house.
Yeah,
right.
But
right
the kids, they want to go out. I'm sitting there. I've got blankets on and hoodies, and I'm trying to drink wine because I'm trying to warm up, you know, because I didn't have any, what do they give people stranded in the snow? They give them whiskey or something.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I'll take red wine.
Anything to warm up.
I sit out there trembling with the wind, and the kids are out there splashing in the water, which everybody warned us there was fecal matter in it. We got the memo.
my God.
We got
five million
messages that you heard there's fecal matter in the ocean. Yes, we heard.
I meant to text you, yeah.
Thank you for not. Nah, everybody else let us know. The kids, like, we don't care. We're like, just don't drink it. So they went out.
Gross.
It was fine.
No one else was in it.
Don't have any open wounds
so
either.
We should put a screenshot of your beach and you're next to Jenna's with the turquoise water.
It was a little different. We went out and went on a dolphin watch tour, and I went on one of those trip advisors because I started doing that because you can see travelers' photos compared to what the hotel posts.
Everything.
And everything is like real beautiful in the right light, but you see travelers' photos, they show you everything.
The fecal matter.
Well, somebody recommended taking this one particular dolphin tour at 3:30 on a Sunday because that's when the cruise ships leave.
Oh, that's smart.
So we're in the water watching these massive cruise ships leave right by us, and we're waving, you know, bon voyage to everybody. That was fun. Because everybody's so joyful and hopeful they're going out on their cruise. Mm-hmm. And we saw so many dolphins. The guy said, okay, so when you see a dolphin, everybody, you know, yell dolphin and point so we can all see it. And at first, you know, we're waiting for that first dolphin, and you see this little fin. Dolphin! Dolphin! Everybody's crowding to the boat. Dolphin! Dolphin! By the end of the boat, we'd seen so many dolphins. We're like... Dolphin. There's another dolphin.
So not worth it.
No, it was great. It was great. You see so many dolphins.
Too many dolphins.
But it's like at the beginning, you're so excited. But by the end, it's like, oh, there's another dolphin. But they come right up. You can see their faces. They're doing flips in the ocean. They follow shrimp boats and stuff and the cruise ships out.
Oh, that's cool.
The Coast Guard leads the cruise ships out, and they have machine guns. On the cruise,
well,
on
guards.
The Coast Guard.
How you gonna guard the coast without a gun?
How much danger are these cruise ships in as they leave Galveston?
Well, you never know. There's Somali pirates.
Yeah, I am the captain.
They're
the captain
right there in the Gulf.
Yeah. You never know.
Right there at the port.
Gulf pirates.
So they've got these huge machine guns on tripods, and I was like, that was really freaky.
That's cool.
Cool and freaky.
I bet you the boys liked that one.
It was cool. So, yeah, Galveston was great. We'll try going back maybe another time of year when it's not as cold.
Yeah.
Man, our spring break is just so early that you can't find a local within the United States beach that's warm enough to go.
Yeah, I had stuff on the news about how cold it was, like Padre and all that.
My sister-in-law and my brother-in-law, they went to Florida, and it was cold. They went to Disney World, and they're wearing jackets every day, and it's like... What was going on?
So we got to push back spring break so that we could have warm beaches.
Push back spring break to June.
How was the trip home?
Any arguments?
Coming back, he wanted to leave by 10 a.m. We didn't quite make that.
10:25?
A little later, but you know, we got, because he had to get back for a haircut appointment. Oh my God, he made it. Thankfully, we used the navigation because there was huge construction and people were just backed up for miles, but we went all the way around it.
Yeah.
So that was really good.
All right.
Or he would not have made that haircut appointment.
You don't want to miss that haircut.
No.
Part-time Justin had a birthday over spring break as well.
I did. I turned 24. Happy birthday to you, sir.
Happy birthday to you as well.
Yeah, happy birthday to both of you.
Now, Kelly was wondering if the picture you posted online over break was of something that was true and something that actually did happen and that remains on your body.
Forever. Never going away.
So it is real.
It's real, Kelly. It is real. I have SpongeBob tattooed onto my left arm. Yeah, it's really big. Look how cute he is.
I thought I saw like red running off of it, and I assumed
that's
it was
blood.
The paint washing off, but it was blood.
Yeah, it was blood. I was bleeding a lot.
Were you drinking a lot?
No, I was 100% sober for this one.
You're a bleeder.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because that was a lot of blood.
Uh-huh.
It looked like surgery.
Well, my tattoo artist left to go smoke a cigarette and came back to finish it.
I think they all do.
Yeah, took a smoke break. Left me a bleed for a little bit. But he did a great job on it. It looks exactly the way I wanted it to look.
It does look that
way. Yes, it's a little bit bigger.
Are you taking care of it like you're supposed to?
Yes, definitely. Washing it twice a day, and then I'm lotioning. I've been able to get free drinks off of this tattoo. I wore Tanks out at the bars to show SpongeBob off, and people are like, oh my God, that SpongeBob tattoo, I love him. I was like, oh my gosh, cool. And then we exchanged like SpongeBob quotes, like, is mayonnaise an instrument? Hello, is this the Krusty Krab? No, this is Patrick. Or I'm ugly and I'm proud. And so we exchange those, and then they're like, here's your drink. Don't worry about it. It's on me. There you go.
Oh, wow.
I know.
And it's not a bless your heart drink. It's they actually like
it. No, yeah, I'm making friends left or right. And I love this one so much, I think I'm going to get another one.
Whoa!
What do you want to get now?
Give it a minute.
The goal,
this is what happens when you get one.
I'm going to, I want a sleeve now. That's the
sleeve?
I want a beautiful rainbow sleeve. I want to add a unicorn somewhere, a rainbow somewhere.
Let's go!
I want all the colors. This left arm right here is going to be a coloring book.
Ed Sheeran has a very colorful arm. His tattoos are very colorful. That's what Justin wants.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah.
But it's great. I love him. SpongeBob, he's really a crowd pleaser.
Now, did your mom see it?
Yeah.
I saw that she was in town.
Yeah. She came in to visit me for my birthday, and she
cried.
She just shrugged her shoulders. And I was like, eh.
So a typical parent response?
Yeah, kind of like you're going to do what you want.
But she didn't cry?
No.
And I saw you paid for your tattoo. It's paid for.
Yeah,
it's all done.
It's not a loan. Just kidding.
I noticed you're still limping.
How is the doctor's appointment for your knee?
I have not gone to the doctor yet.
Let's recap what happened. Yeah. Before we went on spring break, part-time Justin was at the club, pop, block, and dropping it.
Two weeks. It's been like at least a week.
It's been over two weeks. And when he pop locked, his knee stayed locked, and he thinks he tore something because it definitely bruised up. He didn't hit his knee on anything. It just popped, and it became a really large bruise. We told him to go to the doctor, and instead he got a SpongeBob square tattoo.
Yes.
Priorities.
How's
your knee?
It's fine. It's still swollen, but like I can move it. I can turn on it. Like I work with it. It's just swollen, so we ought to let the swelling go down. That's all.
Are you doing anything for that?
You know, I'm putting ice on it, elevating it,
brace,
bending it, walking with it. Yeah, there's a knee brace on right now. I don't know, I'll take care of myself.
You're getting to the point where it's going to be too late to do anything about it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
Well, it's going to start healing improperly.
Yeah. It's healing properly.
Well, you don't know what you have done, though.
Yeah. It's not broken. It's not. My knee is not broken or dislocated.
If it's not broken, you don't do anything.
That's what.
It's torn.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know heard that?
Yeah.
You tore something, Justin.
Okay. Well, the goal is to go see one today.
The goal.
Oh my God.
That's the goal. We'll see.
That was a rock climbing.
Yeah, I went rock climbing and roller skating on this knee, and it was fine. We were fine.
How was that 100%,
huh? You went roller skating and rock climbing on an injured knee.
Yeah. You can't stop me.
No.
I'm trying to have some fun now.
Live your life, dude.
Uh-huh. The knee is, if it's not broken, don't fix it.
Oh, man.
All right.
What if it's torn, though?
Oh, laughing at a cliche.
Yeah. You're not going to be able to pop lock and drop it.
I think so. I can't bend right now because it's swollen, but the swelling will go down. Give it some time. But if I can get into a doctor today, then we want to go see
one. I'm not
going to
ask.
No, I mean, neither.
He's probably not going to go. He's just, he says it so that we will stop talking about it.
It's fine. I'm not going to ask.
We're not going to ask. We're just going to let you limp the rest of your life.
Limp. Okay. Limpy.
Limp, Justin.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. We do want you to give us a call, though, Kid Nation, at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And if you have a tattoo similar to Justin's, it doesn't have to be SpongeBob SquarePants, but if it's one of those tattoos where your friends, your family questioned you a lot about it and said, why'd you get that?
Or maybe the mistake.
Or maybe you think it's a mistake. We want to know what you got on your body. And if you still think it's a mistake years after.
All right.
Again, that phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We wanted to hear about your, let's say, different tattoos.
Tattoo fails, maybe?
I don't know if they're fails because we want to know what, as long as they're weird and people and people bring it up all the time, like, why'd you get that?
Or maybe people hate it and you love it.
Exactly, which is what happened to our boy Justin. Part-time Justin got SpongeBob SquarePants tattooed on his shoulder, and it's huge.
Yeah.
Colorful, and it's there forever. It's ready to stay.
Just like Justin, colorful.
I mean, he wanted to get that so badly that he used his money that he was going to use to go to the doctor to get his tattoo. And now he has what we think is a torn meniscus and a swollen-up knee, but he's got his tattoo.
Got his tattoo, though, bro.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got a couple here from the text real quick. I got a dolphin tattoo in my groin area to hide it from my mom when I was 18. Mm. As soon as I got home from getting it done, I showed it to my boyfriend. His response was, Why did you get a tuna fish right there? I've regretted that one for years now.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to make sure it looks like the dolphin.
Looks like whatever it is that you're trying to get.
Yeah, because sometimes it'll come out looking not what you want it to look like, and then people make fun of you for that one right there. Let's talk to Gilbert here.
All right.
What's up, Gilbert?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing great, man. What's your weird tattoo?
I actually have a rubber duck smoking a cigar and shooting a gun on my right bicep.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Yeah, what's the inspiration, dude?
I grew up liking rubber ducks, and you thought one day it would be a good idea. Huh? And every time now I'm wearing short sleeves or working out, I pretty much hear it.
Rubber duck smoking a cigar, shooting a gun. How drunk were you at that moment when you decided to put
actually, the funny part was everybody was drinking in the tattoo shop except me.
He was the only sober one.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, this would be great, dude.
Yeah, you show off that rubber duck.
Not just a rubber duck. I've been smoking a cigar and shooting a gun.
Thanks, Gilbert.
Oh, no.
Joel.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, and y'all?
Doing awesome, man. What's your tattoo?
My tattoo is a... It's a quote. It's supposed to be saying, "What doesn't kill me makes me stronger."
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out almost a year after getting it, my girlfriend just stared at me one day for the longest time, and she goes, "Your tattoo is misspelled."
What? What does it say?
The word "doesn't" is spelled wrong. It doesn't have the S in it.
Is it
doing?
You didn't even know for years.
What doesn't kill? What doing kill you makes you stronger.
What doing kill you?
Oh my gosh! Well, it didn't kill you.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Well, I guess it made you stronger. Man.
Oh man. Yeah. I guess you don't notice it until somebody looks hard at it.
Yeah.
From our text, I have a tattoo on my back that says "sugar and spice." Only that they misspelled sugar. It says sugar with an E-R.
Oh, no.
Oh. Gosh, how does that happen?
Right.
Don't you just check and double check and double check?
I told you.
Unless they freehand it.
They put the stencil on there.
You're supposed to.
And I guess you get so excited that you just don't. It doesn't click.
Your adrenaline's pumping.
Yeah.
Not seeing clearly.
I think very few artists do freehand. That's incredibly difficult to do. And you don't want
to
do that.
Needs to have spell check.
Yeah. No. I told you, I have a family member that has Daddy's Little Monster. And I don't know what it is about the pubic bone area, but she got it there to hide it from her family as well.
Wow. Daddy's Little Monster
It's like, why?
We
all know she has it.
That's wrong in so many ways.
Even when you wear a bikini, you could still see it peeking out. It's just
see Daddy's Little Monster peeking out.
You see monster is what you see the most. You see monster.
I don't ever want that area being referred to as a monster.
Or the word daddy anywhere near it.
Oh my god!
Right?
Oh man!
Oh my god!
We've heard from a lot of fellas. Let's talk to a lady here.
All right.
Hey, Kimberly.
Hey.
So you have a tattoo that your son and husband also have.
Oh.
Well, we all have variations of a pineapple.
Of a pineapple.
Why'd you get a pineapple?
Okay, my son's in the Marine Corps and came home and wanted to get matching tattoos.
Yeah.
And on the way home from the airport, my husband asked, "What are we going to get?" And Matthew said, "I don't care. Let's get tattoos."
So it has no meaning to it?
It has absolutely no meaning. Just the fact that we all three went at the same time and got one.
Do y'all like pineapples?
We ate them probably once a year.
Oh my god! Yeah,
but you don't regret it, right? Because you and your family has it.
No, I love it.
Yeah,
there you go.
Right. The pineapple tattoo with no meaning, but you still love it. There you go.
It does have meaning. They did it together.
They did it together. It's not even their favorite fruit.
They wasted the time on the way home from the airport.
I love that family, Kimberly. Thank you so much. What's up, Jared?
How's it going?
All right, man. So you have a tattoo on your booty?
Yeah.
What do you have?
I actually have your name tattooed
JC?
On my booty. No, your name.
My name's JC.
Your name.
Oh!
No, your name.
Oh! Yeah.
Is it a hit?
I love it. I've won a couple bets at parties with it.
Because you say, I bet I have your name tattooed on my butt, and they say, no, you don't.
Exactly.
Oh, exactly. That's genius.
That is pretty genius.
That's genius.
I do actually have one other one.
You do? Okay.
Yes. Got a little one-inch stick figure man pushing a lawnmower.
I can only imagine where.
Are you in landscape?
I can only imagine where.
What?
I see those.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like it's a grooming tattoo.
Yeah. One year, we did a misfit trip. We used to take these misfit
Thanks,
trips
Jared.
With groups. Kid would have us going wherever. And a challenge for the misfits was for them to get the Kid Craddock Morning Show logo tattooed on the real tattoo. Uh-huh. Not fake, right. Not temporary. And I think three or four of them did, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Like on their body.
I know one did at least. I don't remember. I remember vividly one woman doing it. I'm like, why don't? Yeah.
Because they love the show. We welcome Kid Craddock in the Morning Show tattoos,
yeah,
by the way.
In fact, we'll give you bonus points that you can redeem in the Kid Craddock Morning Show store.
Yeah.
At KidNation.com.
Would you be cool with somebody having your face on their body, Kelly? If they it's nobody you're related to?
Nobody I'm related to?
Yeah, just a Kid Nation member. Would you be cool with that? What would you do?
What are you getting out of your pocket?
I'll give a person $26 if they tattoo your face on their body.
Oh, well, that's an incentive.
That's how much I have. 27. Oh, sorry, 22.
That's an incentive right there. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I'd be cool with it. I think that'd be the coolest.
It's cool, but it's a little bit unsettling.
Yeah. I would welcome it.
The Kelly Raspberry tattoo.
What's up, Emery?
Hey.
So, what do you have tattooed on your body?
So, I was 17, and my mom told me I could not get a tattoo. So, yes, it is. I'll do it. So, I got Live Fast, Die Pretty tattooed on the back of my neck, and it's in French. And I don't even speak French. It's a jail tattoo. It's horrible. And now I have, like, all this anxiety that I have to look pretty, or my tattoo is not going to be like, that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, Live Fast, Die Pretty. Yeah, now you got to be pretty all the time because you never know when that time comes.
Yeah, what is it? Right. Birthday Bella? What is it? I don't know.
What's it? How can you pronounce it?
I have it on the back of my neck. I don't even remember.
She doesn't even know what it looks like.
At least
like.
It's in French, and French is a pretty language, at least.
Yeah. And are you sure it's spelled correctly?
I don't know what it says.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
That's great. And I like all the pictures you're sending, Kid Nation. We are appreciating on the text.
Yeah, text those
pictures. Keep them coming. Those are great.
And that offer still stands. $22 cash money.
Yeah.
If you get Kelly Raspberry's headshot.
Tattooed on your body somewhere.
Anywhere.
I'm so excited to see who's going to get follow through with that.
Somebody might get
it. More than one person does. You only got $26.
We did get that. Dad wants to tattoo the Jonas Brothers on his arm. For his daughter to go to the concert, and the Jonas Brothers broke up. So he still has it, by the way, from what we know.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Harry Styles, real quick, before we get into love letters.
Mm-hmm.
What'd he do now?
He has a new song called Medicine. Mm-hmm. And his fans think this could be his coming out song where he and I, and there's been rumors about him, I mean, back when he was on One Direction. They think this is his coming out where he tells us that he likes guys and girls. And there's a line where he has, in the past, said that he doesn't want to talk about sexuality. But his lyrics say, tingle running through my bones. The boys and the girls are here. I mess around with him. I'm okay with it.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Here's
the
clip.
So they say that might be, huh?
Yeah. I'm interested. Of course, the internet blew up and said, there's Harry Styles finally revealing to us that he is just loving everybody. He's all about
love
it.
Is love.
He's loving
everybody.
Boom.
All right.
Sometimes you got to do it through music. That's the best way to do it. And they said that before he would mumble those lyrics, he would kind of pass through that song. But on that performance, he screamed it out. And they said the fans erupted and they said, Harry, you finally did it, my man.
I'm going to need to process that for a little bit.
How about you, Jesse? You need to process that too?
Yo, that means I got a chance.
There you go. There you go. That's your man. That's your man.
Get out of here.
That's your man.
Jenna gets first dibs. I'm kidding.
You get first dibs?
Huh? All right, you guys ready with the love expert?
I'm ready.
Kelly Raspberry, here we go. It's time for Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
I'm so flustered by that whole Harry thing.
I'm sorry.
because I'm already thinking, like, who else I would like to
There's way more competition.
Other
now.
Guys, yeah.
There's so much competition for you
I don't know how I
now.
Can handle it. Tom Hardy? Yeah. Okay, in. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been together for a little over a year and a half, and we live together. I'm happier than I've ever been, and we've both told each other that we are the loves of each other's lives. I want to show him how much more I love him. We both talked about our future lives together, buying a house, that type of thing, financially. It doesn't make sense right now to get married, but I want to express to him that I want to spend the rest of my life with him. I want a marriage with him, not a fancy, expensive wedding, which is what I think he is worried about. What are your feelings about a girlfriend proposing to her boyfriend?
Oh, boy.
Hey.
I have no idea if he has anything planned, but with every I love you, I really want to be saying something else. Danielle.
Well, I just know that would not have gone over well in my situation, and mm-hmm. I think the average man would like to do that himself.
Yes.
I know there are exceptions to that rule, but I think that's a very big moment for a man to plan something
Absolutely.
Special and put thought into it, and to take that away from him, you can never get it back.
Nope.
It's basically the last decision that we get
right.
to make.
Right.
Period.
Before we're married,
no,
and then it's
period.
Gone.
That's yeah. the last decision we get to make without consulting with you.
I know.
You know?
We're all, so, everybody's equal and all that fun stuff.
Let him have that.
I suggest and I recommend you not do that.
Yeah. You're so happy. What's the problem?
Yeah. Well, people just want to rush it. It's not about the wedding. It's about the marriage. Well, if it's not about the wedding, then what is the rush?
Yeah.
You know? So.
He'll marry you. He'll get there.
Yeah.
It takes some guys a little bit longer.
He might be planning something right now and you don't know it.
Yeah.
So. I just know that I was told that the more I talked about it, the further back the proposal was coming.
What, right?
Yeah. They don't like that.
It stresses us out.
It stresses you out.
Yeah,
you don't want to be forced into a proposal.
Yeah.
You want it to be on your terms and your time
right.
and your surprise.
Yeah.
So girls are better serviced by keeping their mouths shut. They know you want to get married. They mm-hmm. know exactly what you want. They see the sparkles in your eyes whenever that Every Kiss Begins with K commercial comes on TV. They know.
But we still get nervous because we're dudes.
Right.
We're just wired
yeah.
differently.
Yeah.
I would not propose. And there's going to be 15 women listening right now screaming at the radio.
I
proposed and it worked fine. Okay. Well, I'm just telling you.
But you didn't know if it was going to work out fine. It worked out fine for you.
Men like
we just want to make sure.
We like to do that. That's yeah. that's one thing.
That's our thing.
Yeah.
Let's do that thing.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm in a bit of a pickle here.
Uh-oh.
I've recently started hooking up with a coworker.
Mm.
I didn't intend on it happening, but after much flirting at work, he asked for my number, and it led us to, you know. Now, I've been single for a very long time, and I'm okay with being single until the right one shows up. I figured I could just have some fun in the meantime because, I mean, come on, we're all human, and I have needs.
Come on.
The only problem is he is very dominant, and he has made it clear that if we're going to be hooking up, I am not allowed to go meet anyone but him. And I can't tell anyone at work about her business. I'm okay with all of that, but he has already tried to question my whereabouts. I find that very weird because, I mean, we're just hooking up. I feel like this was a mistake already.
Yeah.
He's very cute. He's younger. Totally my type. But I've been hurt so much in the past that I would rather cut this off now rather
yes.
than to let it progress and catch feelings.
Yes.
Kelly, am I being overdramatic or should I just
no.
keep going with this hot stuff?
No. this guy's got possessive controlling traits he's already showing
yeah.
you. No.
If he doesn't want to make you his girlfriend but still wants to control you
and
like a girlfriend.
Telling you how to act and what to do and what to say. These are bad signs.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing if a man says, you know what, I want to date you. I'm not dating anybody else.
Yeah.
I want you to be mine and is proud about it. But it sounds controlling.
Mm-hmm.
And this sounds like red flags all over the place. So nip it in the bud.
You saved yourself. He showed you who he was.
Your gut's telling you. You know what to do. You don't need me telling you that this is wrong. So I would cut this because he's showing you that it's not a
yeah.
good guy to be in a relationship with.
Mm-hmm. And it is going to be awkward at work. You know that because you're going to see him all the time.
Yeah,
but.
And if he makes it difficult for you, you're going to have to go to your supervisor and just come clean and say, look, this is what happened, and you know, you might have to start looking for another job.
Yeah,
I mean, those things can get that. That's the risk you take.
Because I see most people that hook up at work, they end up dating, and they actually have a good relationship, and it's not like this.
Sometimes,
this is a huge red flag for you, like Kelly said. There you go. Cut it off with that one.
There
yeah.
you go. Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am
so broken.
Aww.
My boyfriend of going on 3 years decided to move out yesterday. Before he left, he told me this morning that it's been something he had been thinking about for months. I'm so confused because he was making payments on an engagement ring. And the last time he was out of town, he was talking about it being time for us to start having a baby. The worst part is I have a 7-year-old son from a past relationship who absolutely loves and adores him. He started crying yesterday and asked me why we had to live without him because life without him is no fun.
Aww.
I completely lost it. I love him more than anything, and I'm not ready to let go. I begged and pleaded for him to stay, but he said this is something that he had to do. I told him if he ever woke up one day and realized that this was a mistake to call me. I want to give him his space, but I also don't want to be forgotten in case that day ever comes. Is it okay for me to text him ever so often and just let him know that I'm still here if I continue to feel this way? What do I do? That's from April.
Well, this is all very new, April, but you got April. Don't be blubbering and acting like that in front of your son. You've got to be strong in front of your child. Right. So save that for behind closed doors. Hopefully you're doing that and reassuring him that life is going to be fun and great. And, you know, you're there and you're going to be there and there's no danger of you ever leaving. He's probably going to feel like I'm being abandoned by another man now.
Yeah.
So that's not fun. But yeah, he might just be freaking out at the idea of making that final commitment and he's just being a little bit of a coward about it right now. Mm-hmm. So I would give him space. But the more you text him and call him, that's going to have I feel like that's going to only push him away further.
Yeah, sometimes you want to make him miss you.
When a man needs his space, then you give him his space, but you go on and live a great life and show him how great you really are. I'm serious. It's a psychological little game, but go be great. Don't be moaning and crying and complaining and say, hey, maybe you can text him and say, hey, if you wake up and get your head on straight and you realize I was the best thing you ever had and you want to come back, I might be here waiting for you. And then go out and start living your life.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, behind closed doors, be sad and get it. But, you know, you can't wallow in that forever. But, yeah, sad, who wants to come back to a sad girl that doesn't have anything going on and it looks weak, you know?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. No.
A strong woman that's like, that's fine, dude. I'm good. You're making the biggest mistake of your life. Which is more attractive?
The latter.
Right.
Yeah.
So 100%. I would resist the texting and the crying and making him think that, you know, your world is completely shattered. Even though I completely agree with you, it feels that way right now.
Yeah.
It does feel
that
way.
It's okay to feel that way.
Because it just happened.
Maybe she should propose to him.
No, Lord.
Bring it all back.
No. Well, he's making payment on the ring.
Yeah.
I think he just freaked out.
Yes, Al?
If a girl does propose to the guy, does she have to ask his dad or mother?
Probably the mother, right? If we have to ask the dad, she has to ask the mom.
I think they bypass all that.
Or the best friends. Just to make sure everything's okay.
Yeah, right.
That's what the best friends in a marriage. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We'll hook you up with some expert love advice right there, like you heard there.
Yeah, and if you want to stick a stamp on that letter, I recommend you use stamps.com.
Yeah, why not, right?
Yeah, because, you know, postage rates have gone up. If you don't keep up with the post office like I do, because you know how passionate I am about the post office. I really am. Stamps.com lets you save 3 cents on every letter you send because the prices did go up. So you're paying 2016 prices on 2018 stamps. And it does add up, especially if you have a small business or a big business.
Shut up.
And you're sending out constant mail.
What if I send out like merch, Kelly, and I want to use Stamps.com, but I don't know how much this t-shirt that somebody ordered weighs.
Well, it's any letter, any package. It can be postcards. It can be great big boxes. As long as you have a computer, a printer, and this digital scale that stamps.com sends you, you don't have to calculate postage on your own or guess. It does it for you. So stamps.com, it's really a smarter way to do business because time is money and this is saving you both.
Exactly.
And right now you can enjoy the stamps.com service with a special offer. It includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale.
Boom.
If you go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of that homepage and type in Craddock. That's stamps.com. Enter Craddock.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.